Well, Eagles fans, it is official. You have a new quarterback in quarterback Carson Wentz from North Dakota State. And Greg and I are going to spend all night here breaking him down on the All-22. And, Greg, I figured there's no better place to start than looking at his pocket poise, his feel in the pocket, one of your favorite traits at the quarterback position.
Well, the reason I like starting with this, too, is because quarterback at the highest level of the NFL, it's a subtle, nuanced craft. It's a disciplined craft. It's not roll a ball out and let's go make a play. So it's really good to start with the subtleties, things that sometimes don't even seem like anything's really happening, and this play is a great example.
Absolutely. So you're going to see him drop back here, and he starts right at the top of the pocket, and you have a good feel. He's comfortable. He's got a good knee
bend.
And
he's looking down the field.
Yeah.
This is not a check down throw.
No question.
He is looking down the field. So what happens is he doesn't get definition down the field, and he starts to feel the pocket close in just a little bit with pressure right in front of him that he can feel. So what do you do here? You don't just stand there. You subtly slide a couple of feet, maybe a couple of yards to your left, and you give yourself a passing lane. And that's what he does. And now he turns a play where the defense won initially early in the down. He turns it into a completion late in the down with subtle pocket movement.
The art of quarterbacking obviously is all about winning from the pocket. And we're going to see that again here from Carson Wentz. And a beautiful red zone throw against North Dakota. And what you're going to see here is a free runner from North Dakota State's defense. This is the linebacker, number 32. He's going to get a free run at Carson Wentz, coming free on a blitz. Watch Carson Wentz stare down the gun barrel, Greg, and deliver this throw.
Another part of playing quarterback at the highest level is the willingness to stand and deliver. Now, what's great about this freeze it is he sees this. There's no question. He feels this, and he sees it because it's coming right at him. What I really like about this, he doesn't throw this falling away. He's not falling backward trying to avoid getting hit. He still steps into that throw knowing he's going to get hit. And, in fact, he makes such a good throw that his receiver can't catch it. But this is such a good example. And the thing I like about this is the red zone. And what do you get in the NFL? You get a lot more pressure in the red zone, and you get a lot more free runners at the quarterback in the red zone. And you have to be aware of that. And Carson Wentz was clearly aware of that, and he was unfazed by it. Look at him step and deliver this football. That's about as good as it gets. And he made a great throw. It just happened not to be caught. But this, again, you use the term looking down the gun barrel. You have to be able to do that to play quarterback in the National Football League.
It's all about the little things that when you're playing, especially in the red zone where things move at a much faster rate. This next play is, I know, one of your favorite plays from Carson Wentz. Didn't happen in the red zone, but it takes a phase of his game that really gets a little bit unnoticed, playing from under center where he's got to turn his back to the defensive and play action.
I think a lot of people are under the assumption that, hey, if a guy plays in the shotgun a lot, you just put him under center and he's fine. That's not the case, particularly with play action. Turning your back to the defense, if you've not done it a lot, and Carson Wentz has done it a lot, but if you've not done it a lot, that's a learned skill. Because when you turn your back to the defense and then snap your head around, amazingly enough, the defense is not in the same place as they were before. So you have to learn how to process that. And right here, you see, he totally has his back turned to the defense. Now, obviously, there's a play call here and there's a progression, but still, this is a little scary. I've talked to quarterbacks, and when you're doing this early in your career, this is a little scary because you don't know what's happening now. There could be pressure in your face. The secondary could be in a different place. Here he turns his back, and what you're going to get here is he's going to get pressure up the middle right here, and he's going to have to make this throw probably a beat earlier than he really wants to. And let's play it out from this angle, and then we'll really get a feel for how impressive this throw is when we look at it from the sideline angle, because this is obviously a 38-yard touchdown. But again, you'll see him turn his back. When he turns around, he's going to set, and he's expecting to be able to sit and sort of let everything to develop down the field, but there's pressure right away. So he knows what the route concept is, and he lays the ball with tremendous trajectory, just the right amount of trajectory. And that's also critical here, because when you're under duress, sometimes you don't make the right throw. He made the right throw under duress, and you could see on that play, he took a shot right as he threw it.
And just like on the previous play, stepped right into the contact. I mean, he was not afraid to step right into the teeth of that rush. You see the poise from the pocket from Carson Wentz, one of the best traits you're going to see from him. And Greg and I are going to do a great job of presenting all the different traits that Carson Wentz does all through the rest of the night. Stay tuned for more here on Eagles Draft Central.